Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. How much do you trust your state government and its ability to, do its job? The Center for Michigan spent the past year asking that very question of thousands of Michiganders. The overpowering response: we have an alarmingly low trust in our state government. All the details are in a new report that's just released today, Fractured Trust: Lost Faith in State Government and How to Restore It. John Bebo is the president and the CEO of the Center for Michigan. It's always good to see you, John. Thanks for being here today.
Cynthia, it's so good to be back with you.
So you've been holding 125 community conversations all over Michigan, and not only talking to, but polling thousands of people and asking them what exactly.
We spent 2016 really trying to measure people's perceptions and trust levels in their state government. We felt it was a crucial moment to do so. Think back a year. It's the middle of the Flint water crisis. And we wanted to really probe where people stood on how they thought state government was doing generally across the board. And we've been doing this work for 10 years. We've been out there. We've held more than 1,000 community meetings across the state. We've polled and questioned statewide residents, 40,000 of them over the decade, on their priorities for Michigan's future. And, you know, you'd think with the economy doing better now and unemployment relatively low and jobs coming back and whatnot, that people would be more hopeful. Just the opposite is true. I've not seen this dark of a public mood in the entire decade that we've been doing this work.
And the language that you use in this report, not just low trust, but alarmingly low trust. What do the numbers tell us? How low?
Across every issue that we polled and asked people about, majority low or very low public trust on every kind of government service that we asked about. Education, protection of public health, environmental protection, services for low-income residents, fostering economic growth. Those are all roles of state government in some fashion. Across the board, people are saying they don't trust state government to get these things done.
And as you say, when you think that we're supposedly with an improving economy and things moving up, you would think people would feel better. So what are they saying to you in these conversations? What are you hearing from people that supports this alarmingly low view?
To give you an anecdote that we quote in our report, a citizen told us in one of our community meetings, it's very difficult to have trust in a government that has, over a long period of time, declined to respond to its citizens. You know, there was no trust prior to this, but the Flint situation has literally destroyed our faith. I think we're seeing a tipping point here between cynicism and just outright discounting of some basic tenets and rules of government at this point. I think raw nerves were extremely common as we were out holding community meetings. The mood was dark everywhere we went. I think it was the Flint situation combined with the ugliness of the presidential election. We sensed a kind of populism that you saw that helped lead two populist candidates in Michigan, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, find success here in the campaign. I also sensed there was another thing in play here, that public will is just not generally being acted upon. As I look back at all of these reports that we've come in and talked to you about over the years, there have been some victories, some things that citizens wanted have gotten done, but a number of other things just continually go unaddressed.
Such as?
In Lansing, infrastructure. The citizens have been saying for years that we need to fix our roads and our pipes and whatnot. What happened? Flint. That's an infrastructure problem. There was a half-measure road issue got approved. Now, what just happened? Governor Snyder's new infrastructure commission just released a report a few weeks ago. This is a Republican governor set up a commission appointed by the Republican governor. This is not a cabal of liberals. They said $60 billion over the next 20 years is the infrastructure need in our state. Okay. Is that being talked about in Lansing right now? No. You've heard me come in here year in and year out and talk about different aspects of the education system. We need to improve our education performance. We need to improve college affordability. This is what the public keeps telling us. College affordability isn't getting better. Student loans will be billions of dollars this year in Michigan. And K-12 performance continues to sink. So what are we talking about in Lansing right now? What's going on under the dome?
We are talking about a big, huge tax cut.
A complete disconnect from what we're hearing in these community meetings. We didn't hear the people crying out across the state in the past year or in any year for a $4 a month tax cut. But even after that failed in January, that's right now what the focus is in the House and the Senate in Michigan, trying to find $1 billion in cuts to fund a tax cut. Who's asking for the tax cut?
Which leads to an issue that people had, which was on campaign finance transparency, right?
Yeah, there are two key recommendations that come out of this report that the public would really like to see. One is better campaign finance transparency. Who's funding campaigns today? It's easier than in the past to conceal or hide exactly where money's coming from because of the way committees are structured. And that question has to be in play here in this tax cut.
Because you've got to say who's driving the agenda.
Who's driving this agenda? The business groups in Michigan generally are not calling for an income tax cut. The public isn't calling. Who's calling for this? So where's that coming from? And I think it plays directly into what we're hearing out there, which is a call for more transparency in campaign finance. So that's number one. I think that's dead on arrival. I don't see any sense that that's going to be something that this legislature is going to take up. So it's a little bit like shouting at brick walls here.
Which is what people are saying to you. They feel
exactly.
like they're shouting at brick walls and nobody's listening.
Exactly. And as someone who goes up to Lansing and tries to amplify these public views, that's how I feel too. But the second recommendation I think we have a little more hope for, which is reform of the state's emergency manager law. The public would really like to see a better balance between state intervention and local financial crises and local control. We saw in Flint that the city council in Flint had very little ability to manage their way out of that crisis. And now we see emergency managers who are under criminal charges. We saw a year ago the state's after-action report, the governor's official after-action report, called for reform of the emergency manager law. Throughout the year, we heard the public say the same doggone thing. Do you see any bills? Do you see this going anywhere in Lansing right now? No, because they're focused on trying to find a $1 billion tax cut.
As you look at all of this, John Bebo, and you think of the conversations you've been having with everyday people in Michigan who feel that the wheels have come off the wagon, certainly from this report, Fractured Trust, is this a result of gerrymandering?
We actually asked the public about gerrymandering and redistricting, and they're concerned. They don't feel that the districts are set up fairly and accurately now, but they also don't offer a clear mandate about what to do about it. Now, there's a real split view about how to handle that issue. So there's a lot of murkiness out there in the public, too, and this sets up a very cloudy environment going into the 2018 statewide elections here in Michigan. We're going to elect a new governor, all new Senate, all new House. At least all of those offices will be up for election. I guess if you're a leader thinking of running next year, you can either see glass half full or glass half empty here. The expectations are so low that any public leader who can come in and begin to solve some of these problems has a great upside. But the cynicism and the lack of trust is so intense right now that running for some of these statewide offices is a recipe in frustration.
What's at stake, do you think, if this doesn't get turned around, if this fractured trust is not repaired and restored?
You know, there are a number of veteran, rational, experienced leaders in this state who will whisper about whether we're becoming ungovernable. You see that in some of these numbers, the lack of trust, the sense of divide in this state, urban and rural, urban and suburban, the choices people are making. It is a very tenuous moment. I think this is my career. This is my job. I go out and talk to the public, and we do in-depth journalism. It's a scary moment. We're seeing unprecedented things on a daily basis, and I'm not saying that to criticize any politician, but some of the themes and narratives that are coming out on a daily basis. The FBI announced they are openly investigating potential ties between a presidential campaign and the Russian government. These things were almost unthinkable even a few months ago. And that cynicism, I think, is pervading so much of our state issues. I think that's what makes next year's election here in Michigan so fascinating. How do we pull out of this? How do we develop leaders that can be trusted and that are going to be responsive to public needs? That's what we're trying to do now. The centers look forward. We're doing a project throughout this year called Michigan's Divided, where we're really trying to plumb a dozen different kinds of communities in Michigan about why they distrust each other. And we're developing very lengthy fact guides about what's real in this state, tracking all kinds of metrics back decades so that we can counter this narrative of alternative news or fake news and lay out some real data there. Because we don't see any alternative. If the public is not going to believe most things, we don't see any alternative to simply continuing to produce factual information. At some point, we've got to return to facts, and we've got to return to the issues that the public wants dealt with.
Do you have any sense that our state elected officials will see this and take it to heart?
I think it depends on which elected officials you're talking about. I really commend the Snyder administration for some of the long-term work they've been doing in recent months with commissions of really statewide experts from many industries to look at the infrastructure question, to look at the future of our education system. They just released their report a couple of weeks ago. To look at the future economy. I just testified before the Economic Commission a couple of weeks ago. You know, there's no political upside in doing work that looks out 20 years, as that administration is doing right now. I think that's laudable. The question is in the legislature, where I just simply don't get this tax cut debate. And I'm not here to be a raging liberal or conservative or anything else. I'm just simply looking at the public priorities, what they tell us they want. They want infrastructure. They want affordable college. They want a better education system. What these commissions that the governor set up are saying this is going to cost, $60 billion on infrastructure, $2 billion a year on education. And what's happening under the White Dome? Let's cut the budget by $1 billion and give everybody $4 more a month. It just doesn't add up.
You and I have had a lot of these conversations about the statewide public engagement campaigns. This has really hit you, hasn't it?
Just this disconnect, this lack of connection to reality on this tax cut question, it's got me pretty exercised. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know where the groundswell came from that is truly public, that is truly nonpartisan, that is truly representative of the 10 million people in this state that leads to this tax cut discussion. I simply don't get it.
John Babo is president and CEO of the Center for Michigan. The newly released report, Fractured Trust, Lost Faith in State Government and How to Restore It. You can read the report by going to their website, thecenterformichigan.net. John, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Cynthia.